T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Days after New Jersey put out plans to use mail-in ballots for the November election, the Trump re-election campaign is suing New Jersey to try to prevent that from happening. WCBS reporter Kevin Rincon is on the newsline. He joins us now. Kevin, let's start with that lawsuit. What is the campaign alleging?
Well, Linda, the Trump re-election campaign says Governor Murphy's executive order on mail-in ballots is unconstitutional. The argument there is that only state lawmakers can make changes to election rules, not the governor. The other allegation that's laid out in court documents is that the changes violate people's right to vote.
Well, you heard from the governor. What was his reaction?
Well, he said bring it on. And in many ways, he's not buying any of those claims. He said in plain English, this is an effort to delegitimize the election, calling it all propaganda. He goes beyond that, too, by saying that this is an effort to not just weaponize the post office, not just delegitimize the election, but really call into question whatever results come in November. The governor says at the end of the day, this is still about public health, public safety. He also says if people want to go to a polling place like they normally would, that's still an option. What his changes allow for is an option for those who don't feel safe to vote in person to do so by mail instead.
Well, Republicans are pointing to the Patterson election that happened in May. What's Governor Murphy saying about that?
Well, he reminds people that that election was a local election, not a state primary. He says that fact aside, it is an example that the system worked. The Patterson election cited not just by Republicans, but also by the Trump re-election campaign in those very same court documents in this lawsuit. The governor says, look, people tried to cheat. They were caught, indicted. They could face time behind bars at the end of the process. So he says it's not an example of the system not working. If anything, it's an example of the system doing what it's designed to do.
WCBS reporter Kevin Rincon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.